Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem. That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just saying, since the subject has come up, I'm running with the fake cereal names in fantasy. I love Cracklin' Cap Hits.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure why it's funny. What are Cap Hits? I don't get it. But I love Cracklin' Cap Hits. I decided last night I was going to do a draft, and what came to mind was Cracklin' Snapjacks. So I drafted a team called Cracklin' Snapjacks, and then it was like I was just fired up. I felt good about the team, and I did another one.
Don't do another Cracklin'.
Cracklin' Lava Loops. We have a Cracklin' brand going.
That's a little too much Cracklin'.
So much Cracklin', it's just Cracklin'.
All the Cracklin'.
All the Crackling is happening. Cracklin', yeah. Apostrophe is happening.
Cracklin', right.
It's there's no right? So we've inspired quite a thing here. On FFPC, there's a little place for you to like fill. You can have a logo. Like I would use the Deep End logo sometimes with Adam Krautwurst to show our teams, like our team with you.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, today we're talking about helmets, and the it's blank in the shape of a helmet for you to put something there. You know, maybe they want you to pick a helmet.
Yeah.
Thinking about, well, probably can't use an NFL helmet, right? Like you.
I'm guessing no.
Like a Bills helmet.
Yeah.
Could I do that? Maybe nobody's going to come after me if I do that.
All right.
Definitely not picking Tennessee.
Don't ever do that.
What do we think of the Green Bay helmet?
That's a classic. Classic.
Is it good, or it's just like you'd never change it because it's
more
a classic?
More that than it's good.
What would a Packers, like a new Packers helmet, look like? We're keeping the colors. Green Bay.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. It's just so.
What would the person?
It's so iconic. I can't really fathom doing something else with it.
It'd be cheese.
Right.
That's not Packers.
No,
but
that's, yeah. That's,
what are you putting on
Wisconsin?
The
yeah, I don't know Packers. What you're doing there.
You're not putting any Packering.
Packers. Was that was meat packing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm doing
that.
I
think you're putting cows on there.
I don't think you can make that into a
or sides
logo.
Of beef like Rocky punched in the first round. I don't think you're doing that. So, yeah, I think you got to just stay with the G.
You just go with it. It's gotten you far. It works.
Stay with the G, the OG.
The OG. Nomination, we were talking about helmets earlier because Joe Goodberry, after I quipped during his visit on Monday, like the stripes are a problem for the Bengals, he showed me a poll, fashion_NFL, where they're, you know, having a poll online for the best helmet, people's favorite helmet. And Cincinnati is going to win. And that's just, you know, incredible.
Outrageous, even.
I don't dislike it, but it's not. I mean, it's like sort of a Halloween costume, the Bengals.
Yes, I do dislike it. I think it is, for me, easily. You ask me what's the worst helmet. You're not even done. The question is barely, the question mark isn't even, you know, the punctuation isn't even on the sentence, and I'm blurting out Bengals. I know what you're asking me, Bengals. I just cannot stand it.
There's no stripe, but there are many stripes.
Yeah.
Many stripes and no stripe at the same time. So we were talking about this before, and a listener tweeted at us, the Rams. You got to love the Rams helmet, don't you? It's kind of, the Rams helmet is perfect. No stripe. Why would there be a stripe, right? You've got the Rams.
Swirls.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's it.
The Ram horns.
Rams.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
That is good. It fits. I think you should know what it is, right? Unless you're for some reason confusing Rams with, like, the truck brand or something. But, like, yeah, I think, you know, you got an idea what a Ram looks like an actual, like, the animal.
It's great.
You got a helmet that works. Yeah.
Eagles. Same idea. Not as good. It's okay. I like the Eagles helmet fine. No problem with it. I just don't love it.
I like what I guess might be considered their secondary mark with the full bird in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe on the jersey?
Yeah. Maybe it's on the shoulders or something. I like that logo. I don't know if they've ever worn it on a helmet. I feel like I've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. I think maybe I hope our audience does. Maybe it's been at midfield a time or two. I don't know.
Okay.
But like the helmet is just, yeah, it's just the wing, right? Basically of an eagle. But this is like it's like landing, I think, is what I've got in my mind. Like the wings are out, like it's coming in to, like, you know, perch on a branch or something. There's no branch depicted in the image, but that's what I think of when I see that. Like the way that logo is, at least in my head, I think. That's what I see. And I like that look a lot. The helmet doesn't really do a lot for me.
The Eagles helmet is the wing, and it just, I'm probably wrong here. I should leave this to my sister-in-law who knows her birds, that it just feels like it could be any bird.
Sure. That's why I like the image with, yes, when you know, like,
I agree,
that's
with you.
An eagle. Put that on the helmet.
I agree. The Eagles head. They have that logo, the head. They used to have, so like in the Randall Cunningham years, they had an eagle in flight holding a football.
Okay, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
That might
be. The full bird,
yeah,
holding a football as it's flying. Which, don't put it past an eagle to do that.
Oh, the eagle would probably puncture the football.
I don't know.
But I think it could carry a football.
So let me try to transition here out of just like logo talk. The Eagles are on the Bills schedule. Week 17 is the Eagles game. I was listening to a podcast it was a stream last night, a draft, and they were talking about Joe Flacco. So it's Scott Barrett, who's on our show recently. Last Friday, I think Scott was on with us, Fantasy Points.
Yep.
And I hope I have this close enough. It's an interesting situation in the league. Cleveland quarterback. So I'm drafting all the time, and I'm never picking any of the Browns quarterbacks. At least I'm conscious of it, because I don't want to never be doing anything. I want to, like, be open to, if I have Jerry Jeudy or Njoku, say. Mm-hmm. Cedric Tillman. I want to be open to the Browns quarterback. I just don't trust myself to know which one. And it's not just like maybe Joe Flacco is a good favorite to start the season, But really, I'm more interested in who ends it. The fantasy playoff weeks are what I care about more, right? So I don't. Is Joe Flacco the quarterback of the Browns in weeks 15 through 17? Is Kenny Pickett? Is Shedeur Sanders? Speeding ticket. Is Dylan Gabriel? Like, who is the likeliest December Browns starting quarterback? So they play the Bills in week 15? 16. Week 16, week before the Eagles, is Bills at Browns. And when this conversation about Cleveland, I think I didn't say, like, Barrett likes Flacco more than the market. He thinks they could actually be not bad.
Hmm.
He made a whole case, like, and Scott, I think, is a super smart guy. He said how Watson is the only quarterback where Kevin Stefanski could not at all make it work. Kevin O'Connell gets all the credit in Minnesota, mm-hmm. deservedly. But Watson is the only guy.
Yeah, Stefanski did great with your name here 2 years ago.
Including Flacco.
Including Flacco, right.
Flacco lit it up end of the season for Cleveland. So he's like, I don't know if he did more of a roster analysis in this. I don't remember him doing that. But just maybe they're not bad and he stays in. And how good are these prospects anyway? They have the two rookies that they're going to see, you know, chapter and verse from all off season and into the season on the practice field. But what are the odds that either of them is actually good? It's not only that. If the Browns are 4-9, they've got no reason to keep playing Joe Flacco.
Regardless of how good one of them, go try is what you would do there.
And get us the higher draft pick if it doesn't work.
I respect the effort here. I just well, I mean, I called it when they got to the playoffs. Like, there's turnover luck, and there can be, I think, non-turnover luck. Like, good luck, good fortune not making turnovers. And I just think Flacco is, it's unlikely to me he's going to be good enough. I just think the mistakes will come. Or teams are just going to, you know, they'll be on it in a way. Like, he came in midstream, and then maybe there wasn't a lot to know about what he was going to do and what his tendencies were, and it worked for a while. And then, you know, Houston just picked him off twice for pick sixes in the playoff game, and that was the end of the ride. I would expect that to happen sooner this year if he starts week one. So I don't think it lasts, but, I don't have to be right about that, but I wouldn't want to bank on it.
Well, where I was going with this, when I thought about it earlier, listening to I like the Browns take and kind of want to consider it for fantasy. Not that for you, but more just like the Bills season ahead and the quarterbacks they will face. Correct me if you think it's a different number. If you look at the schedule, I think there are three games on the schedule where right now you really don't know who the quarterback is going to be up for their opponent. Maybe even only two. So maybe even only one. How many? Look, I'll go through it with you. You can tell me how many there are.
I'm looking from the bottom up because you're talking about Cleveland here, and Cleveland certainly fits the bill.
Cleveland is, I think, the toughest one to predict.
Yeah. Like, the Jets are week 18. They don't have a guy in waiting. So it could be someone other than Fields by then if that goes badly, but it's not. To me, it's not obvious. Like, they don't have a draft pick waiting there, you know. Like, so they'll probably ride Fields as far as they can.
Do you know who their backup is?
I don't even know.
Tyrod Taylor.
Okay, so you could put him in because it's going so badly with Fields. So maybe that happens.
Careful if you put him in, like, in week 8.
Might be good.
It could be good.
It could be good.
But isn't that usually what happens?
But working backwards there, Jets, Eagles, no. Cleveland, yes. Patriots, no. Bengals, no. Steelers?
Maybe.
Maybe, but, you know, if Rodgers doesn't get hurt.
He's playing.
Are they benching him?
I agree. That's right. Right. That's the right question.
So, Houston, no. Tampa, no. Miami, no. I hesitated a little. No. Kansas City, no.
Think about it first. So Kansas City in 2024.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Came to play the Bills, undefeated. Played Mahomes, risky. They lost, and they were better for it. Because this way, they did not have to go play Denver in Denver. Mm-hmm. They could take basically 2 weeks off, and that worked out for them. Maybe this year is the year they come to. We always lose to them in the regular season.
Yeah.
You're playing Possum, and we see Minshew. Can you imagine? Would that be the absolute best if Andy Reid, the Wednesday before the Bills game, both teams are like 7-1 or something? He's like, we're going to make a change. Don't worry, guys. I've got a plan.
This has just turned into the worst segment in the history of the show.
No, I mean, not even the worst segment of the day.
Guys, Carolina, no. Atlanta, no.
I wish you didn't go backwards. But
New England, no. Sorry. New England, no. New Orleans.
All right.
There you go. Week four, what's their plan right now?
I think they're going with their rookie.
Shug.
Tyler Shug. I don't hear anything else from the Saints or about the Saints.
And Miami, New York again in Baltimore. Like, it's really that Cleveland game is the only one if you eliminate the Saints. And it's early enough in the year that even if Shug, it goes badly, like, he's not going to be benched by then. So if he's the number one guy, which we'll have some clue about once we get to training camp, a more definitive clue anyway, I suppose, then you're playing, that's who you're playing.
The other Saints quarterback to consider is Spencer Rattler, who was a late-round pick last year. There's no experienced veteran there
right.
for them to use for the first chunk of the season until they're so down so bad, then they go to Tyler Shug. So I think we'd be getting him. I think, but that's not 100%. It might be 90% who the Bills will face mm-hmm. when they face the Saints. They're a 12.5-point favorite for that game, their biggest spread of the year. The rare Sunday afternoon Bills game. Early. The rare 1 o'clock. They have 2 1 o'clock kickoffs at home out of 9 games. New Orleans and Tampa. For now. The Jet game could end up being that
yeah.
in Week 18. But for now, those and the rest of them won't be. There's two on the schedule. They're not flexing Bills-Bengals to 1 o'clock probably unless you know
no.
both teams are – or one if one team's really bad, if the Bengals don't have it, then maybe they would do that.
They could take that game out of there for something else. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So New Orleans, it's what we think. I'm going to say 90% Tyler Shug week four. Mahomes, it's probably higher than that for the Chief game. I think I make a good case for Minshew there. Losing to Buffalo in the regular season has been great for us. Why should we try to beat them? I mean, why? So, all right, I'll stop. And then Pittsburgh, you're right on Rodgers. Rodgers is never getting benched.
Right. I really think they could be, they could have two wins. But if he's healthy, they're going to keep going.
That was the Jets. That was Jets season that just happened.
Yeah.
He didn't come out until the Bills got up 40-0 in the third quarter, and then he came out.
I mean, if it goes really badly, but he's healthy, but they're really struggling. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him to walk away. Like, I think he could end up on someone else because he just goes, "Yeah, the Himalayas called.
Absolutely.
I got things to do."
That's right too. That happens before he gets benched. If they want to bench him, he retires.
Right. Yeah. I agree with that.
Even for whatever reasons he might have. Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be nonsense reasons. It could just be, I can't do this anymore. I thought I could. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm 42.
I'm healthy, but I don't feel good.
You know, I can't play.
I didn't have a devastating injury, but I can't do it. I can't run away from people like I want to, and this is not working.
The arm gives out, and it's over. And then it's Mason Rudolph, I guess, or Will Howard.
Sure.
It's going to be May, both New England games. Cleveland, who knows? What would you bet on week 16? Who's Cleveland's quarterback for that game? Bills at Browns.
I would bet on Sanders.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
They're terrible, and they just
They're terrible. Maybe they try the other guy first. and then they get to Sanders eventually. It could be the other order. I don't know. I mean, I'm going on the draft order, really, which is not necessarily the healthiest way to do this, smartest way to do
it. Well, it might be. I mean, they could have a competition just between the two.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably what they should do. But Gabriel probably should get the first crack. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. It's weird if he doesn't. What you're trying to do, I think, if you're the Browns, I think like the GM mostly in these cases, you just don't want to look like an idiot. And why did you pick a quarterback on day two when you're the Browns and just like, we'll just pick another one and play him over this guy? Like, I mean, you would have all the practice time and everything to evaluate. That's what you would say is it comes down to. But for as many people that were negative towards Shedeur Sanders, almost nobody was out there saying that Dylan Gabriel was a better prospect than Sanders. Mm-hmm. Like almost nobody was saying that. It isn't literally nobody, but it was very few people. So I don't know if the Browns felt differently about that. They did draft Gabriel first, but Sanders was a special case. And if he plays before Gabriel, you'd question the GM, like, or the owner, if you just want to take the GM off the hook for these kinds of things with Cleveland and blame the owner for everything they do that's weird. I mean, there are those people too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long ways off, but I like thinking about the season all the time. And the schedule's great. Last year, the stadium, everything, high expectations, and putting quarterbacks in the slots is fun. There's just not that many where you don't know. And I guess that's pretty typical. If they played, not Atlanta. Man, it's where we're at in the league right now. I was going to say somebody like Atlanta or Carolina. But their quarterbacks are both super young.
Right.
One is literally named Young, by the way. But those aren't teams like the Browns would be, or, you know, some like Derek Carr when he was healthy with the Saints, where you have these veteran quarterbacks on teams that are probably bad, and you get to the end of the season, you look ahead and think, well, they might not be out there. Russell Wilson and the Giants would be one of these.
Yep.
But there are more... It's a very exciting time in the league for quarterbacks. I mean, so many in their prime, good to great ones, like what the Bills have in Allen, of course. And then you have Atlanta, Carolina, and how many other teams where they range from at the top, like super excited, New England Atlanta,
right.
Yep. Denver. I mean, they're Washington, quintessentially Washington, down to whatever Chicago is or Maybe that's the Giants with Dart. Maybe that's the Saints with Shug, where like you just we have hope. Chicago would be hopeful.
Sure.
Maybe not confident, but hopeful. That was a very rough year.
Yeah.
Williams.
Yeah.
803-0550 to chat. We did a lot of Sabres last hour too, what they do here in the next couple of weeks. The draft is a week from tomorrow night, or at least the start of it is. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Lines open for you. This is WGR.
That you have.
Man, young. A lot of potential. Yeah. A lot of hope. And in this building, we bring in a new head coach with Kellen Moore, and you knew the quarterback he was at Boise State to him being a quarterback for the Cowboys and myriad of other teams. And he goes and goes, drafts a guy, date, and practically almost, like, in the first round, really. Yeah. It's the 40th overall pick. Second round, but you also got Spencer Rattler. You also got Jake Haener. We brought in Hunter Decker.
Yeah.
Just nothing but youth.
No kidding.
So we're talking about wide-eyed kids, but that's just it. They're not playing like that. We only had OTAs, but each one of them made some throws that you're like, okay, I see some stuff. Now,
longtime Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan, he thinks, he's going to think that. At least with the mic on, he thinks they might be in exciting shape at quarterback. 226 games in his career, all for New Orleans. Week 4 on the Bills' schedule, New Orleans at Buffalo. I saw that PFF did a 1-32 ranking of each NFL team's running back unit.
Okay.
Not sure exactly how they did it, what the methodology was, but it wasn't just like your number one running back. Maybe they would weigh the number one running back more heavily than your number three or four, hopefully.
That seems reasonable.
Any interest in guessing either where the Bills rank, who ranks first or last? The Bills were neither first nor last on this list. No surprise. Where would you rank? Where do you think PFF might rank the Bills' running back unit?
Top 10.
Eighth.
All right.
Good guess. I think if I pressed you on top 10, you would have said eighth.
Ha! Now I wish you had.
I think top 10 sort of be like, you know, eighth?
Yeah. I was going to say between 5 and 10.
Okay. Right. Because like, you would have said top five.
Exactly. I would have said top five. So really, when you say top 10, you're shooting for somewhere between 5 and 10.
Six and 10. Yeah.
Yeah. That not knowing what their criteria, I can guess at some of what their criteria would be. I mean, you've got a number one guy that doesn't play a ton, but still like very productive number one guy, and the roles are clearly defined for the other guys. Like, you know, Davis is the, you know, change of pace or whatever, just different guy, the backup, 1B if you want. And then you've got a third down back who had a real nice year last year in Ty Johnson. Both pass protection and catching the ball. So, it works. You've got really everything you want, even though you don't have one guy who can do everything. So, you know, maybe you'd rather have a guy that can do everything, I suppose. But, I don't know, that could leave you hampered to some extent when and if he gets hurt and can't play. But, I don't know, they've got a nice group there, I think.
They write, PFF, Buffalo has put together a solid group of running backs who fill a variety of roles. The workhorse is James Cook, who earned an outstanding 88.6 PFF rushing grade last season while leading the league in rushing touchdowns. Correct. He tied with Derrick Henry and maybe someone else, 16. Rookie Ray Davis got 120 carries of his own and earned a solid 73.1 PFF rushing grade while breaking 30 tackles. Ty Johnson serves as a reliable pass catcher, ranking 10th among qualifiers in PFF receiving grade in 2024.
That's nice.
That would not include the great catch against Denver in the playoffs either.
Oh, it's only regular season, you said.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But that's not, I mean, that's really nice. You get, like, according to the PFF grades, you know, say what you want about them. They can be certainly useful, at least for this conversation. You've got one, you know, a top 10 third down back. That's nice. That's a nice little piece to have.
Yes.
And I like knowing that it's not just, you know, we were in a, to an extent, we can be in a bubble, or certainly our, the fan base can be in a bubble, you know, thinking like other teams don't have the same problems or whatever. But you sometimes, you know, here we can tend to overrate our guys. Like, you know, he's a really good, I hope they hang on to that guy. I like him in that role. And, you know, it's probably replaceable. And it's not to say like Ty Johnson is irreplaceable, but it's nice that like it sort of meets with what I think of him. Like, I think he's really good at what they're asking him to do, and the data backs that up.
I think of the Denver playoff game as a beatdown, and if you look at the stats, it really was. But Johnson, remember the play back in the end zone? Mm-hmm. They reviewed it. Like, did he really catch that? It was one of those.
Yeah.
And the score before that touchdown is 13-7. And it's late in the third quarter. So I don't know if you remember how you felt, if you were uneasy about that game at that point. I mean, halftime, it's 10-7. And now we're late in the third. It's 13-7. The Bills are driving. And then the fourth quarter, you get that play, you get two-point conversion, then 10 more points in the fourth quarter. Ends up 31-7. And the stats are gross for Denver. The Broncos had the ball for 18 minutes and 17 seconds in that game.
Yeah. I think even by then, even though the score was what it was, and, you know, you're always, I do remember maybe even, I certainly thought it, probably said it on postgame, you know, the whole time you're one more, you know, Bo Nix to Troy Franklin long pass away from it being a really tight, like, or even being behind if it's 13-7 before that play. But the way Kansas, they just had such a hard time moving the ball. That I don't remember feeling nervous. Like, there was, you know, lurking there, but you better not, you know, make a mistake here and give them field position, because it's tighter than you'd like. You're kind of dominating this game, but the scoreboard isn't showing it yet. But eventually they got there. So I don't know that I remember being real nervous about it, but it was, you know, it was tight enough that you'd, you know, one mistake and one big play and whoa, what just happened here?
Little over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Broncos-Bills playoff game. The score is 13-7, Bills. Then you get the Ty Johnson touchdown. Fourth quarter, you get the Curtis Samuel run after the catch touchdown. For now, it's 28-7, then a late field goal. For the thought that the game is tense late third because of the score, sure. The Bills had eight drives in the game only. Eight possessions. The last of which probably was a kneel down. It's five plays for 10 yards and the game ends. Like a first down and then it's kneel down. And they really, other than that, they were only stopped once. They punted once on an 11-play drive in the second quarter.
And they didn't turn it over at all?
No turnovers in the game.
Right.
The Bills did not have a turnover in the playoffs, I believe.
All right.
They were plus one against Kansas City. They were plus three against Baltimore. Jackson interception,
right.
Jackson fumble, Andrews fumble.
Right.
Good thing. Field goal, touchdown, punt, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, field goal, kneel down. Bills against the Broncos.
It's a pretty solid outing. It's not a perfect game.
It's efficient.
But it's pretty good. Yeah.
Best running back unit in the league, according to PFF?
I'll pick the team with the best running back in the league, the Eagles.
Fourth.
Okay. Who's first?
Ravens.
That was the other team that came to mind.
Naturally, right?
Right, yep.
At this point, his eventual decline isn't believable until we see it, they write. I didn't know this. Justice Hill. I never draft Justice Hill. I like Keaton Mitchell too much. Like late round running back picks. Mm-hmm. But maybe I should start drafting Justice Hill. Hill's 89.0 PFF receiving grade was fourth among running backs last season. He got 52 targets and didn't drop any. Pretty good. And Mitchell had an elite 92.5 PFF rushing grade the year before he tore his ACL. Ravens, Lions, Falcons, even though you've never seen Bijan Robinson.
Right.
You have to take PFF's word for it.
Right.
Philadelphia and Seattle. That's your top five. Last, if you think about it, and I'm not sure you want to, but if you think about it, I think you would get it. It makes sense.
Last.
Worst running back unit in the NFL.
Could it be Dallas?
Yes. Very good. Dallas, 32. I'm drafting Miles Sanders. It feels gross, but
yeah.
Somebody's going to... Here's my prediction on Dallas. If they don't add a running back, which they still could, but people say they're not going to. Prescott is great. Lamb is great. Pickens might be great. He's talented.
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson is very good. They will throw the ball like they've done in other Prescott years, like crazy. And they're going to have to because the running backs are kind of terrible.
Yeah.
But they'll get to first and goal. And then it's going to be Miles Sanders or it's going to be Javonte Williams. And everybody will say how they're dust. And somebody's going to score 11 touchdowns on the ground for that team. You get that with your last round pick if you want. Thank you to Evan Silva from Establish the Run, who DM'd me during the break. He's driving through on way to a vacation, listening to us talk about the Browns earlier and the quarterback pecking order. He said, Mike Renner, who also I've heard on his podcast.
A guest here, yeah.
Been on our show. He used to be with PFF, not anymore. Had Dylan Gabriel ranked above Shedeur Sanders. So there's one guy.
All right.
Who did. I knew there was somebody. It wouldn't have been zero, but Evan was listening and reports in. There's one guy who had it ranked that way. 803-0550, back after this break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
You should all feel the same way having that chip. I feel like now the chip is not just that. I think it's like for us as a team. I feel like we have everything we need to, you know, win a Super Bowl, win a championship, and I feel like the whole team should have that chip on their shoulder for us to go out there and prove that. So it's not really, I don't really try to think of it as much as me having a chip on my shoulder, but I just like to think, like, what are my other teammates thinking, how they approaching it, how they feel. We should all feel the same way having that chip.
Derrick Henry on whether the Ravens have a chip on their shoulder. I guess they should. Maybe this is what you would have expected. Derrick Henry is the active leader in rushing yards. 19th all time. Closing in on Thurman Thomas.
Will he get there this year? That's what closing in means. Yeah.
600? Probably.
Yeah.
What did he run for last year? 1,900 yards? Barkley got all the 2,000 yards.
Right.
Accolades. Henry was very close to that. And they didn't need their last game, I think. I don't know if he played, but do you remember that? Am I right about that? Did Baltimore need the last game? I forget. Doesn't matter. So 1,900 yards, it's a lot to do that again. If he does, he'll move up to ninth. From 19th to ninth, he'll pass all those guys. He'll pass Eric Dickerson if he has that big of a season. And, you know, that's a lot. What's 1,500? That's another great season.
That's a massive year, yeah.
Then he's up to 10th behind Dickerson, but ahead of Tony Dorsett.
They all played the last game. They beat Cleveland 35-10. Jackson threw for 217 yards. Derrick Henry ran for 138.
Okay, so they must have needed it.
Yeah.
Then they played Pittsburgh in the wild card round at home. That was to beat out the Steelers for the division. Sure. Because the Steelers would have been ahead last year, and the Ravens ran them down. Could Derrick Henry get to number one? 7,000 more yards would do it. Almost all of it. Like 6,900, 7,000.
How old is he?
31, I want to guess. 31.
That's unattainable.
7,000 yards, 5 years of 1,400. Yeah.
That's a big lift.
Well, Frank Gore, I mean, not at all on the same pace, but Gore did play into his mid or even late 30s. You know, he had the one season here. He had a season after that with the Jets. I do not remember that right now. COVID Jets, was Frank Gore was on that team, rushing for 653 yards. Okay. I do not remember that. That would have been Darnold, right?
Yeah. Wow.
So that's a guy going to 37. If Henry can hold up, I mean, he almost never misses time.
Yeah.
Maybe. But he's going to need to be much more productive than Frank Gore was.
It's awesome that he has managed to stave off the, you know, father time. Sorry to use that. But it's kind of incredible that he's still been this productive at his age. That just cannot. It's not going to be Tom Brady of running backs or something. Like, I just don't think the position allows for it. So you can take as much care as you want. I just think the end has got to be coming. I don't think it'll come this year off of what the year he had last year, but it's got to happen.
As far as the Bills are concerned, you'd like it to come before week
that
one.
That would be good. I wish he could. I hope they work him really hard in the summer.
In the preseason?
That would be really dumb, but I really hope they do. Yeah.
Tonight, game six in the NBA Finals. Oklahoma City, as of this morning, a 6.5-point favorite. Evan Abrams says that makes them the largest road favorite in any finals game since the merger. When was the merger? That's like mid-70s in the NBA. NBA, ABA.
ABA, right.
So 50 years. And the previous largest road favorite in the finals, the spread was 3. Golden State at Cleveland in 2015. They won by 8. Oklahoma City -6.5 tonight at Indiana. Easily the largest road favorite in any finals game in 50 years.
Right.
That's the biggest spread. The finals are home court advantage in basketball, and the finals are always so competitive that no team has ever been a 7-point road favorite for a single game in the finals, I guess.
Right. Even a team with home court advantage, because the road team would be the team with home court advantage in the series, right? The better team.
Kobe's Lakers.
Right.
No. They would not have been a 7-point road favorite.
Right.
Man, I hope I read that right.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Pacers were one of those ABA teams, right?
Yep.
Spurs, Nuggets, Nets, I don't know who else.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know. Those are the only ones that spring right to my mind. I think of the Nuggets and the Pacers first because I don't even know why, but I do. And I had to the Pacers were one of those too. I think they came from there.
I'm sure you're right about all four you mentioned. San Diego Rockets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Houston Rockets. What about the Conquistadors?
Not familiar.
What about the Thunder?
The El Paso Conquistadors?
Wasn't there a Conquistadors? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember.
NFL helmets, ideas for the Sabres, and more. 803-0550. Bills running back unit. It's funny. James Cook went and showed up for that mandatory minicamp, and we have not talked about him for 1 minute. What would this week have been so far if James Cook did not come to mandatory minicamp? Would we have talked about anything else hardly but that? Not talked about him for 1 minute. But it's. I don't think we can get into it. I'm so excited that I can't even say it. We can get into it. We did say last week, this doesn't necessarily mean that everything's fine. It's just, you know, he didn't want to get fined.
Mm-hmm.
And so he showed up and did the very little that they're asked of in these mandatory minicamp practices, you know, relatively speaking. So maybe it's all good or maybe it isn't. Lines are open for you. Mike Schopp and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.